Okay, we're back for segment two of this third program of The Bigger Picture, and we're just going to keep it that short at this time. There's a lot more to the title, but we're just The Bigger Picture for now. We have been talking about black theology, and I've pointed out that there is circulating in the black community things that the white community is just probably not privy to unless you've gone to the sources, Black Theology and Black Power by James H. Cone, or Rudolf Windsor's book, From Babylon to Timbuktu, to understand that there are people in the black community that have a new theology, and it's based on blackness. Well, if that's the case, if they're correct, then we're living in a very unique world that is not aligned with the scripture that, well, we know to be true. I'm going to ask Mike to read just a couple paragraphs of the first chapter of Dr. Windsor's book and see what you think of what's said here. See if it makes you a little bit twitchy. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, sure, Woody. Ancient Black Civilization. So that's the title of this chapter. More than 6,000 years ago in the land called Mesopotamia, there developed the most remarkable civilization then known to mankind. This civilization was centered between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. These rivers begin in the mountains of Armenia and flow in a southeastern direction towards the Persian Gulf. The soil of this area is tremendously fertile because of the alluvial deposits brought down by the two rivers. European civilization developed from ancient black civilization. Without this black civilization, white domination and influence as we know it today would have been improbable. A number of different tribes were entrenched in the southern part of the Tigris-Euphrates region. This southern section was known at different times by many names, among which are Sumer, Akkad, and Chaldea. But the name best known to us is Babylonia. This area was also the location of the Garden of Eden, and the people of this region were jet black. I shall prove conclusively that the black people have the most ancient history of all humans. The best available source of proof is the history of the Jews, known as the Bible.
Okay. That does not square with my understanding of things at all. And I believe that the word of God stands forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is established in heaven. And as Paul said in Romans chapter, repeatedly in Romans chapter 9 through 11, where it says the church exists to make the Jews jealous of what they lost. It says, has God forsaken his people, the Jews? I say again, no, absolutely not. Oh, for a while he turned against them for their sins, but they are the primary agent in this pageant of creation, and the church exists to make them jealous. Well, I'm just going to say it like it is. This is sophistry that this man has put in this book, and he sold it to a sizable percentage of the folks in the black culture that attend the predominantly or almost all black churches. That's going to get me a lot of criticism, but I'm ready for it, and I'll take it. But let's look at it for this perspective. In that book, he says more than 6,000 years ago. Is that right, Mike? Write that somewhere in the beginning. Let me get it exactly right. More than 6,000 years ago?
More than 6,000 years ago.
Okay, more than 6,000. Well, if it's really all about the Jews, and I hold it is, what is the Jewish calendar year now? It's not 6,000. It's 57-something, coming up on 58. So to say that it was more than 6,000 years flies in the face of what Bible scholars, Jewish and Gentile, have accepted, if you accept the New Earth theory. My degree is in geology, but I have some difficult issues with the old Earth, and I think there are things that don't want to debate that point right now. But if, in fact, the history of the Jewish people is less than 6,000 years, then this man is claiming to be Jews before the Jews existed. It's dangerous to say that Jesus was not Jewish and of the tribe of Judah. It's not safe as you rebel against God to rewrite the history of the human race, as this is an attempt to do, I hold. And I believe it's putting us on very dangerous ground, and here's why. As I went online and I researched Dr. Windsor, I saw, incidentally, Dr. Windsor's degree is from Metaphysical University. I don't know where that is, but sounds a little specious to me.
Cereal box.
Okay. But I watched several of the meetings and people interacting with him. And at the end of this video presentation, I saw a distribution source for his book. And it was a Chinese lady, I don't know too many black Chinese lady, who is a senior executive in a major corporation that exists, its main headquarters is in Delaware. And there seems to be a curious political connection here, both to China and to some people from Delaware who are high in our government. It bothered me. I haven't researched it fully as I should, but why would a Chinese lady, a senior executive in one of the largest corporations in the world, with its facility in Delaware, be involved in the distribution of a book like this? Mike, is that strange to you? What kind of conclusions would you draw that you might be willing to discuss on air?
Well,
I caught you in a silent moment, didn't I?
You did.
That's all right, but let me see if I can pique your imagination a little bit. Do we have a current political figure who hails from the state of Delaware?
I believe that would be the president.
Uh-huh. And are almost many of our top corporations incorporated in the state of Delaware?
Yes, it is.
They are?
Yep.
And this
friendly,
massive international company that has its major facility in the state of Delaware has a Chinese lady who is a senior corporate executive who, for some reason, is pushing a book that has nothing to do with the production of chemicals and other things. Does it to you seem strange?
Well, yeah,
that would happen.
Seems,
and
yeah,
would you wonder what connections there might be to those folks who are well-known liberal politicos who live in the state of Delaware, which also just happens to be one of the most crooked mafia states in our country? The point is this. I'm uncomfortable. I know you're uncomfortable. And I know if people actually looked into these things we're discussing right now, they'd be rather uncomfortable too, that there's this odd, I don't know, Chinese connection. I just can't understand why this lady is involved to the degree it is. We're going to talk about this a little further on the backside, so come back and join us after we have this station break.